If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
And joining us on the line right now, as he often does, is our good friend Stuart Varney, the host of Varney and Friends. Varney and Company, but they're friends as well, on the Fox Business Network and a good friend of this program. Hello, Stuart. How are you?
Well, we try to keep it friendly, Brian.
As much as you possibly can.
We do.
All right. So, look, I mean, I know that, you know, you talk about what's going on in the business world, what's going on with the economy, but you also talk about politics on your show, and we have to get you to weigh in on this Inspector General's report that came out yesterday. Pretty damning report, criticizing Hillary Clinton and her private server.
I think it's catastrophic for Hillary's campaign, flat out. And I think that we're now heading to a very important date, June 7th, where that's the date of the primary in California. I think that's an important date because Hillary must win that. And I think it's increasingly likely that she loses because of all that's happening. I bring your attention to a poll from the Public Policy Institute of California, reputable organization. They find 44% for Hillary and 46% for, 44% for Hillary, 44% for Bernie Sanders.
Wow.
That's extraordinary.
It is. That means that maybe something's changing there.
It means that Hillary has lost an enormous amount of ground. She had a 20-point lead in the same poll a couple of months ago, and now she's dead even. If she loses California, that, I think, is a mortal blow to her candidacy. Mm. How can you lose the biggest state in the nation, the most important state for Democrats, lose it to a socialist and expect to carry on and be the nominee of your party, especially with what happened yesterday with the report on her email scandal? I mean, it's extraordinary what's going on. I think it's the implosion of the Democrats, quite frankly. So always keep in the back of your mind, Brian and Larry, the words Joe Biden.
Oh, you're calling your shot there, Stuart?
Look, it's not beyond the realms of possibility.
How can the party not give it to Bernie Sanders? How could they subvert him and then give it to Joe Biden?
Sarcasm is a low form of wit, and you know it, Larry.
Asking a question.
Yeah, are we to this point where we now seriously consider the idea that Bernie Sanders, a socialist, will be the front runner, the nominee of the Democrat Party in 2016. Are we there?
Stuart.
Has he made that kind of impact on the Democrat Party? That is extraordinary.
Stuart, I find him more in keeping with the mainstream Democrats in this country, for that matter, the President of the United States in
his
now, economic policy.
Well, he is now. 7.5 years
All
government all the time. Yes, he has shifted us way over there to the left. Not me, but a lot of people in the Democrat Party.
Let me shift you over to the world financial news, as we now have a report. This was out of NPR, actually, broadcast. The headline is John Kerry's awkward push for investment in Iran. The United States Secretary of State, awkward is a heck of a word they use, isn't it?
Really?
The Secretary of State of the United States, the man, he's occupying the same office that, for crying out loud, Thomas Jefferson originated. And he is now over in Europe with his hand out trying to encourage businessmen to invest and bankers to invest in Iran.
Yes.
Stuart.
Yes, isn't that extraordinary?
I am dumbfounded by this.
How is this possible that the Secretary of State for the United States of America should go to Europe and ask European bankers, oh, please, put money into our mortal enemy, otherwise known as the Mad Mullahs of Iran? I mean, isn't that absolutely extraordinary that we've come to this?
They are testing missiles that keep Europe in their range.
Yes.
Specifically so that they can hit Europe, and he's asking for investment. Do you think this was part of the deal all along with Iran?
You take my breath away with that question. I mean, are we to seriously think that the top people at the United States will run us into an agreement with our mortal enemy and intend to do it all the way along the line. Mm. That this is what they always intended. I think you have to believe that.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind what Ben Rhodes has had to say about misleading the people about who they were dealing with, I think it was in their mind all along, right from the very beginning, they wanted a deal with Iran. They tilted to Iran and away from Saudi Arabia and clearly away from Israel. They tilted towards, again, our mortal enemies. I'm exasperated. I'm astonished by this.
You know, we keep hearing from the administration and from people at the Federal Reserve that the economy is getting better, so much so that we may need to raise interest rates. And yet, I see this story that just, it's very troubling. It says that nearly half of all U.S. households say they would have trouble meeting an emergency expense of just $400.
Let me qualify that slightly, Brian. It's $400 cash.
I know.
Okay. Now, many households, of course, have a line of credit. They've got credit cards.
Right.
Not counting that, it's $400 cash. 46% of Americans, households that is, more than one member,
right,
cannot get $400.
They couldn't scrape up $400.
Does that tell you about the state of our paycheck-to-paycheck economy under President Obama? What does it tell you about the shrinking purchasing power of America's middle class? It tells me that Obamacare is a huge problem here. You've got people across the country trying to meet these deductibles. These are out-of-pocket expenses, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 in a calendar year. That's where the money's going. That's why people don't have the spare cash around. It's being spent on these deductibles. It's Obamacare is a primary problem here. Mm. I'm getting exasperated.
I know. You worked up today, Stuart. You're all ready for your 9 a.m. start there.
You got your adrenaline rush going, and you can go right on the air now.
Yeah, you primed me. Thank you.
You're welcome, Stuart.
Stuart, it's always a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.